Malcolm Gladwell recently started a food fight over what older kids are eating at college. He said on his podcast, Revisionist History, that the dining program at Maine's Bowdoin College presented a moral problem because the food is some of the best anywhere, sushi and lobster and orzo and tofu salad. Gladwell says high-end spending on dining means less spending on financial aid. He quoted the president of Vassar, who said, yes, her school's food was pretty mediocre. Some students had worse words for it. But she said it's because they choose to spend their money on aid for low-income students. Well, Bowdoin was furious. They lashed back. They called Gladwell's analysis dishonest, disingenuous. For one thing, they said the spending on dining does not come from financial aid. Dining operations are self-supporting. They're paid for by students' fees. Well, nonetheless, Gladwell says, don't let your kid and your friends go to Bowdoin. Don't give money to Bowdoin or any other school that serves amazing food in its dining hall. Let's check in with one. Frank Turkin is the executive chef at the University of Michigan's Ann Arbor campus. He's a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America. He ran the kitchens in some of Detroit's best restaurants and private clubs. He joins us from Michigan Radio, part of the Here and Now Contributors Network. And Chef Turkin, what do you think of this smackdown by Malcolm Gladwell, this accusation that great college dining is a moral problem?
You know, funny thing is, at the University of Michigan, we look at it as a health issue, health nutrition. We're like right in the middle in the Big Ten. So he's talking about private schools. We're a public school. We're trying to, you know, be good stewards of students' money. Mm-hmm. We don't serve lobster. You know, we look at the cost. We look at the bigger buys. We have a better understanding. So we're really more aware of the students' money and the sustainability and being good stewards of it.
Well, and you're right there in a little bit of a food capital there in the Midwest. When I think of Ann Arbor, I think of Zingerman's and great food. But what is it that you're trying to do? Like, to give us a sense of some of the meals that you're trying to bring to the students.
Well, what we're trying to bring is we have, you know, 9 different dining halls on campus, and each one's unique and different. We have one hall that's just sustainable. So it supports our local farmers, local fishermen, cattlemen. Also, at South Quad, we have 10 micro-restaurants. And what I call micro-restaurants is to help with the food costs or the extra spend, we actually look at the waste, meaning we look at the portion sizes. We look at what actually students are not eating so we can keep an eye on the cost. But talking about the food, I mean, we have a barbecue. We use a tougher cut of meat, and we cook it for a slower time, so the cost of savings there. We do have a sushi bar, but, you know, again, it's rice and simple products. So it might sound expensive, but the way we present it and the way we serve it gives it that value added.
Well, talk a little bit about the waste. So how do you do that? How do you control waste? I mean, you know, are they ladling out the food themselves or are you?
No, we are. We actually, about 5 years ago, developed a concept, and we call it the complete plate. We put the vegetables, we put the starch on, we put the protein on. We've cut our proteins down from 6-4 ounces, like our traditional, down to a 2-3 ounce. And we've increased our vegetables, increased our starches, our rice, our beans, to give students a healthier portion. With a place like South Quad, we have 10 micro-restaurants. If a student went through and had, you know, 5 of those and had 4-ounce portions, you know, that's 20 ounces of meat. That's almost 2 pounds. And I don't think they're going to consume it. They're going to throw it away. So we've set up a smaller portion so students, if they want more, they can come back and ask. So it's set up a tasting way, is that way.
Well, you know, this whole movement has been going on for decades. Sometimes it's for young people. It's the first time they're living away from home, and they're just going to live on junk food. And, you know, you talk about the freshman 15, the 15 pounds that they'll gain in their right. In their freshman year. This has been going on for a while to try to move away from that. Is that a part of it, too? I mean, you mentioned health.
Oh, it's very important. The health part is, you know, we're trying to get away from the freshman 15. The students are coming to us now are more educated in health, more knowledgeable than our parents were, people before us. I mean, so they're driving the bus on nutrition. You know, we have dietitians on staff. The big thing, too, is also we have to keep in mind is one thing that we focus on at the University of Michigan is allergies, which is something that's exploding over the years. So we're serving more fish this year. That's one of the big things we do. We serve fish more than the red meat. We've decreased our portion sizes. Our dietitians work with all that.
Well, it's just so interesting. Look, we started off talking about a food fight. We'll put that aside to say you have a lot more things to think about in college dining rooms, it sounds like.
Correct. I mean, actually, today is the day of first day of move-in. Once parents leave, I mean, the students are with us. It's our responsibility to feed them breakfast, lunch, and dinner, meals a day, 7 days a week. And we have to give them healthy options. We have to help them. Yes, we do the chicken tenders, chicken nuggets, but we also offer, you know, the grilled chicken breast, turkey burgers, vegan, vegetarian options. We kind of look at the whole spectrum of the diet.
That's Frank Turkin, executive chef at the University of Michigan's Ann Arbor campus. You say it's move-in day there. bless you, in every college town across America, just let's all be patient.
Yeah, exactly.
Frank, thank you.
Thank you.
The streets are clogged here in Boston. But back to that food fight between Bowdoin and Malcolm Gladwell, who said that their high-end dining meant less aid for low-income students. Well, according to a breakdown from Inside Higher Education, Bowdoin's spending on aid is about the same as many other schools, including Oberlin, Swarthmore, Middlebury. So are you a parent or student maybe heading to a dining hall today as you start the new semester? Your thoughts on the dining programs at your schools and how they might dovetail with financial aid.